Time to get a move on. We were young with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Station and sweeping the nation. We're cruising WGCM.
Snap your finger, I'll come running back to you on bended knee. Snap your finger, I'll come running. I'll be true, take a chance on me. Let your light turn green. Baby, I've gotta know. Give me some kind of clue. Should I stay or go? Let me love you like the lover that you used to know. Turn the key and let me in through that same old door. I had it, but I lost it. Now I've got a broken heart to mend. Well, listen, I don't care what the cost is. I know I got to find my way back in. Snap your finger, baby, I'll come running. I'll do anything to get back again. Baby, listen, I don't care what the cost is. I got to find my way back in. So if you just snap your finger, I'll come running. I'll do anything to get back again.
It's tired of slipping and a sliding with a long tall salad, peeking and a hiding, ducking back in the alley. Don't wanna rip it up, don't wanna dance with Annie. I got a brand new lover, name is Short Fat Fanny. One day when I was visiting that Heartbreak Hotel, that's where I met Fanny and she sure looks well. I told her that I loved her, I never leave. She put her arm around me, gave me fever. She's my tutti frutti, I love the child so. She walks me like a hound dog everywhere I go. Whenever I'm around, I'm on my P's and Q's, cause she might step on my blue suede shoes. Well, at a honky-tonk party just the other night, man, I got jealous and she started a fight. Because I was dancing with Mary Lou, I had to call Jim Dandy to the rescue. Short Fat Fanny, she's my heart's desire. Short Fat Fanny sets my soul on fire. On Blue Monday we were married on Blueberry Hill. Now we so happy and I love her still. My blue suede shoes. Well, at a honky-tonk party just the other night, Fanny got jealous and she started a fight. Because I was dancing with Mary Lou, I had to call Jim Dandy to the rescue. Short Fat Fanny is my heart's desire. Got the kind of love and sets my soul on fire. Short Fat Fanny, well, I love her so. I'll never let Short Fat Fanny go.
Okay, Daddy-O, let's cruise on Cruise and WGCM. Ow!
Tell me your name. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shucker season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike. And the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State.
The set and the 2-2. And Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry. And the first home run at AA for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
Best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up!
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Brewers stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
hits third. And on the cleanup spot is the center fielder, Joey Weimer. Thomas Dillard is at first. Cam Devaney at short. Ashton McGee is at third. Bryn Diaz the catcher. And rounding it all out is the second baseman, Gabe Holtz. So the right-hander Brian Hoeing on the mound kicks and fires. And Arias skies this one first base side, but that will get foul and into the stands. So a first pitch strike to Luis Urias. Urias making his seventh appearance on Major League Rehab with the Shuckers. Right-hander Hoeing kicks and fires. And that comes in and hits him on his leading arm. Well, that's not what you want for anybody.
Especially a guy on Major League Rehab coming off an injury. Well, let's take a look now down the Blue Wahoos lineup defensively this afternoon. Gerard Encarnacion out in left field. Thomas Jones, his first appearance in this series. He's the starting center fielder this afternoon. Griffin Conine to his right in right field. Around the diamond, a lot of switching and moving around. Bubba Hollins at third base. Ray Patrick Ditter and Kobe Fletcher Vance up the middle. Troy Johnson back at first, and Santiago Chavez doing the catching.
This one is bounced foul for a strike. It is 0-1.
Remember, Paul McIntosh, the catcher, yesterday left the ball game, and Chavez came in. Looked like McIntosh took a few deflections, a few balls in the dirt, and he was just really limbering around the rest of the game.
The set and the offer to Mitchell, and that is high and away. And so the count, one ball and one strike. Mitchell. Right-hander Hoeing readies to fire. And the 1-1. And Mitchell slaps this in the air and foul. And so the count, a ball and two strikes to Garrett Mitchell. Gary yesterday 0-for-4 with a walk, a strikeout, and a couple of groundouts, including a double play. The set and the 1-2, and Mitchell swings and misses at a breaking ball downstairs. So Hoeing bounces back with a strikeout. Two gone, and Joey Weimer is the hitter.
I remember Hoeing had career-high 10 strikeouts the first time faced off against the Shuckers on a Sunday as well.
So with two gone, here's Joey Weimer. The set and the first pitch, and that is low and outside for a ball. It is 1-0 to Weimer. Joey got his batting average up over 300 yesterday, hitting 308 now for the season in his 21st game with the Shuckers. The set by Hoeing, the 1-0, and Weimer watches a fastball 92 on the outer half for a strike. It is 1-1. Weimer now with 7 doubles, 3 home runs, and 17 RBIs on the season. Set and the 2-0. And that is at the knees again with a sinking fastball. And it's one ball and two strikes to Weimer. Well, the right-hander Brian Hoeing, 6'6", 210 pounds, 25-year-old, seventh-round pick by the Marlins out of Louisville. The 1-2. And Weimer checks his swing on a slider low and away. And the count is two balls and two strikes. Hoeing throws a sinking fastball, a two-seamer, a slider, and a changeup. Right-hander kicks home the 2-2, and Weimer muscles this down the left field line, long run over, and Encarnacion will not get to it. Urias around second, he will pull into third, and Joey Weimer, with his 8th double of the year, puts 2 men in scoring position for the Shuckers, with 2 gone here in the first.
Well, there is the power that Weimer has, and the ability to get the hands quick, right on a fastball inside. That ball traveled pretty well, too. It didn't sound like hit the barrel. Getting in on the hands, and so one hopping off the wall in left field. And Encarnacion just cut in front of it too much and drops in for a base hit.
So now 2 men in scoring position, and Thomas Dillard will bat from the left side. First pitch, and that one nearly hits him. Dillard has to back his hips up out of the way, and it is ball one. That's the first time that Urias has really had to stretch out that quad a little bit and throttle it up. And he looked just fine rounding second and heading for third. So all good news so far for the Shuckers. The set and the 1-0. And Dillard thought about it and takes a fastball inside edge for a strike. It is 1-1. Thomas, a big part of the rally last night for the Shuckers. Doubled in the sixth, part of that six-run inning. The 1-1. And he swings over a changeup for a strike. And the count is now 1-2. No score, Shuckers and Wahoos here in the bottom of the first inning, but Biloxi is threatening. Weimer at second, Urias at third. Weimer with a double, Urias with a hit by pitch. The set on the 1-2, and that bounces in. A nice job by Chavez to keep it in front of him. He's married a breaking ball in the dirt. And the count is 2-2. Thomas has mentioned it, 10 strikeouts for Brian Hoeing in that game against the Shuckers, his first outing of the season. But did end up taking the loss in that game. 2-2, and Dillard swings and misses for a strikeout. And so Hoeing K's a pair and works around the two-out double by Joey Weimer. We head on to the second. It's scoreless between the Shuckers and the Wahoos, and Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment. First pitch from the southpaw, Andy Otero is at the knees for a called strike to Luis Aviles Jr. It is 0-1 to get us off and running here in the second inning. No score between the Shuckers and the Wahoos here on getaway day at MGM Park. Turned into a great Sunday, plenty of sunshine. Lefty the 0-1. And Aviles bounces this out to the shortstop, Devaney. Fields throws, and it's a little low, but a great pick by Dillard on the hop. 6-3 on the bounce out, one gone, and Kobe Fletcher Vance, the hitter. And now Cam Devaney has to remember how to play shortstop. Not that he forgot, but he's been a starting left fielder for the last couple of days, and first ball that he's hit at him.
Yeah, just a little bit different.
So a man gone, and it's Kobe Fletcher Vance. Lefty Otero kicks, and this is skipped up the middle. Otero loses his glove. A diving stab backhand throw by Holt. It's in time. What a web, Jim, by Gabe Holt. Otero slowed it a little. Holt went to his knees on the slide and spun and got Fletcher Vance. Exceptional by the Shuckers' second baseman.
That really was, and Holt giving some recognition to Thomas Dillard. He's been busy so far with two picks at first base to start this second inning. A little bit different than Devaney's. You know, Holt obviously off balance, throwing off his back foot, a little bit softer bounce, and so Dillard leaning back on a little bit to pick it. Nice job all the way around.
So two gone, and Bubba Hollins is the hitter in the first offer. And that is taken high and outside for a ball, 1-0, to the third baseman for the Wahoos. Very quickly, two gone, nobody on in a scoreless game here in the second. As Otero stares in and fires. And a big cut and a miss. That might have been the changeup that time. And the count is 1-1 to Hollins. Hollins this season, 4 for his first 21. 4 singles. He does have a walk and 4 strikeouts. And has scored a couple of runs. The 1-1. And another swing and a miss at a low outside breaking ball. And Otero ahead in the count, 1-2. The set and the 1-2 is outside, trying to get him to chase the same pitch for a third time, and Hollins did not offer. The count runs even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Last start for Hollins was on Thursday, went 0-for-3 in the game. Again, that was a game the Shuckers won 3-0. 2-2 is inside. Hollins stepped across the plate on an inside fastball, and so the count has run full now. Shuckers pitching back-to-back shutouts. Wahoos getting a 4-0 shutout of their own the next night as the 3-2 is nubbed back to the netting and foul. We'll do it again at 3-2 to Hollins. Of course, last night, the Shuckers bouncing back from a one-hitter, pounding out 9 hits in the ballgame. 9-1 winners, so they are going for the series victory today. The set and the 3-2. And a breaking ball is hit out into left center field. Waiting for it, Weimer. And at the end of the rainbow, he makes the grab for the out. So a 1-2-3 inning for Andy Otero in the second. We head on to the bottom of the second inning. It's scoreless between the Shuckers and the Wahoos. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment. Bottom of the second inning, the Biloxi Shuckers scoreless with the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. It'll be Cam Devaney, Ashton McGee, and Brent Diaz. The 3-2 up for the Shuckers here in the home half of the second inning. Right-hander Brian Hoeing hit a batter, gave up a double in the first, but worked around it. Now the first offer to Cam Devaney, and that is down low with a sinker for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, Devaney, a perfect night at the plate last night, hitting out of the 8 spot. 1-0, strike at the knees with a sinker, it's 1-1. Walked in his first plate appearance. Homered in the fifth, that gave Biloxi a 3-1 lead at the time, 1-1. And a breaking ball nearly hits him, but he spins back from a slider, and the count is now 2-1. Devaney then singled in a run in the sixth and singled in the seventh. As he hits this the opposite way, a two-hopper that's picked backhanded by Johnston. He'll go to the bag himself. And so Devaney retired for the first down, and Ashton McGee will be the hitter. No perfect night at the plate today for Cam Devaney, but still a very impressive performance for him last night and helping spark the Shuckers to a big victory. The offer And McGee watches a fastball on the inner edge for a strike. It is 0-1. Next offer, and that's low. One ball and one strike. One fastball, inner edge. That is a called strike to McGee, and so the count is now one ball and two strikes to the Shuckers' third baseman. Owing not wasting any time. The right-hander, his 1-2. And a wave and a miss. He threw him a changeup. And McGee strikes out swinging. Third K for the third baseman. And with two gone, it's Brent Diaz. Well, last time out for the right-hander Hoeing, 5 2/3 innings against Montgomery. He gave up just one run on 7 hits, walked one, and struck out 2. Did give up his first earned run of the season in that game. 18 2/3 innings coming into today. 4 runs, just one of them was earned. As this pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Remember, that 10 strikeout number from Hoeing is much different than what you would normally expect for him. 1-0, and Diaz bounces one over to first base. Inside of the bag by 2 steps, Johnston collects it. And he'll go to the bag himself. And that will retire Diaz. So 2 scoreless innings so far from the right-hander Brian Hoeing. And as we go on to the top of the third inning, we're scoreless between the Shuckers and the Wahoos. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment. Start of the third inning, no score between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. A reminder, the Shuckers go on the road coming up next week. 6 games in Montgomery, and then we're back home against Birmingham for May 10th through the 15th, including the lone midweek day game of the year. 1:05 or 11:05 a.m. first pitch coming up on May 11th against the Barons. Due up here, the catcher is Santiago de Chavez, and to take you through the next couple, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. Yes, Santiago Chavez steps in the right side against the lefty Angie Otero. He kicks home, first pitch, dribbled third base side. Otero had the baseball, lost it, picks it up, fires back to first, but Chavez beats it out. Well, Chavez hustling down the line all the way. It was just something off the third base side of the mound. And Otero just overran it.
Yeah, Andy just sped up a little bit too much while he was fielding that. Still kept his wits about him and made a strong throw to try and get Chavez, but just no luck.
So it is an error on Otero. Shuckers did not have a team error the last 2 days. First time this season they have done that. And a first pitch, high strike, called the letters to Thomas Jones, the center fielder, making his first appearance of this series. Starting center fielder today. Jones has played in 7 games prior. He's just 2-for-21. 0.95 average. And curveball gets up the third base line. Diaz locked it up there. That will allow Chavez to advance to second base. So all of a sudden, runner in scoring position here on an E1. And the pitch that got away from Diaz. One ball, one strike on Jones. And try to work the off speed on the outside corner. Missed away, 2-1. One breaking pitch as Diaz held it there for a few extra seconds. To no avail, though, does not bite for the home plate umpire, Justin Whitten. Jones, 24 years old, out of Lawrence, South Carolina. Has plenty of speed in center field, and 3-1 up and away, ball four. First walk that Otero's issued.
Shortstop, Ray Patrick Dinner.
For this inning, had retired the last five. One out single by Troy Johnson, the first. That was the only man that had reached. So two men on, nobody gone here in the top of the third inning. Scoreless ball game between Pensacola and Biloxi. Shecker is going their third series victory. Ray Patrick Dinner, shortstop. Thomas Dillard, first baseman, in on the grass. No bunt. Sign this time is curveball outside. Now Warren, a mound visit from Brent Diaz. Well, Dillard was playing in about a step or two from the infield turf. Or the lip of the grass, and was expecting a bunt possibly from Ditter. But 0 for 5 yesterday with 3 strikeouts. Checkers, they've played better in this series. A lot of close games in Birmingham on their previous road trip. They just won one of those six games, though. After the hot start, they took the 3 from the Blue Wahoos, 5-6 from the Embraves here at MGM. And 1-0 comes back with a fastball just underneath the lettering for a called strike, and the count back even 1-1. So Ditter a chance to drive in the first run of the ball game. Long pause, 1-1. And over the top curveball. A little bit of late strike call, and Dinner drops his head down. Look at his toes. And it's 1-2. Was hoping that that one wouldn't be called a strike from Justin Whitten. Terra could really use a strikeout here as the 1-2 fastball dips down and in. And Ditter lunges out of the way. One of the few guys that rolls up the gray pants today. All road grays for Pensacola. Always a team that has a number of combinations for uniforms. 2-2 again in the dirt. This time about a foot away from Diaz as he blocks it to the left-hander's batter's box. The count's full of 3-2 on Ditter. You think today in sports, 7 uniform combinations. Fans love to see it. Players love to wear them. 3-2, curveball sinks too low for ball four. And all of a sudden, back-to-back walks as loaded the bases here in the third. A count that Otero was out in front of. Just couldn't find a pitch to put away Dinner. So the bases loaded, Troy Johnson, the first baseman. Is 5-for-17 in this series, 294 mark. And the lefty against the lefty, Otero. Big pitch here. And a fastball at the knees, called strike at 88 miles an hour. And Otero, really a pitch-to-contact guy, but found success in his first start against Pensacola on April 9th. It's scary. We're already in the month of May, the first month of the season. And the 0-1 is a breaking pitch. Johnson out in front of. And it's 0-2 on him. Talk about that first start again. Otero did give up two runs, including a home run. But struck out a season-high 8 batters. 4 shy is career high. Struck out a dozen back in 2009. And breaking ball to Derek Diaz. Did a good job to slide to his left and pop up. Especially here on a afternoon ball game. Gets toasty behind home plate. All the gear on. See some fans bringing the hand fans to stay cool. There's never really too much shade here. That's why you see plenty of umbrellas out up and down the line. And Diaz calls time. As Johnson steps back in. His left foot right up against the white chalk. Otero set. Bases loaded. Nobody out here in the third. 1-2 to Johnston. As he chops it up the first baseline foul. Dillard stabbed it just behind the coach's box and then tosses it in the stands. For a fan. Johnson home run yesterday in the second inning. Got the Blue Wahoos off and running with the run in the top half of the second. 1-2. Johnson hits a sharpie on the ground. Holt second for one. Back to first, and they turn the double play. 4-6-3. Gabe Holt to Devaney to Dillard. But it does score the first run of the ball game. Santiago Chavez. So 1-0 Blue Wahoos lead. Runners still on third as a curveball missing outside for ball to Gerard Encarnacion. Well, Thomas Jones sitting at third base with two gone. And a wave and a miss for a strike from the left fielder in the count even 1-1. In that situation, I think Mike Guerrero, again, you're okay with giving up the one run, especially if Otero can get Encarnacion here. Get bases loaded, nobody out. 1-1, and Encarnacion swings with a fastball upstairs. He's behind at 1-2. Now, Gerard has lost his lead in the Southern League at average. 2 points behind Trey Cabbage for Rocket City, hitting 356. Encarnacion in second. 1-2, and the dirt blocked by Diaz. Was looking for the curveball out there, so an easy one for Diaz to block. And deuces wild down the scoreboard in right center. Two outs and a 2-2 count. And Cardacion also tied for third with 6 long balls. TJ Hopkins hit his 6th yesterday for Chattanooga. And Drew Lugbauer, the Embrace first baseman, with 6 as well. Encarnacion, one of those 6 here in this series, but came way back on Tuesday night. Pitch from Otero as Encarnacion fights it back to the screen. And so they do it again. But having Paul McIntosh out for today is a big loss for this Blue Wahoos lineup. Really second on the team in so many offensive categories. Guy with McIntosh, who is third in OBP in the league. And as Encarnacion swings and misses at the curveball. So Otero's second strikeout, and both of them have come to end an inning. But the Blue Wahoos do get one run on no hits, one error, and Jones left at third base. 1-0 Blue Wahoos after 2.5 here at MGM Park. You're listening to Luxie Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Pitch from Gabe Holt is bounced on the right side of the infield. Fletcher Vance charging, underhand flip to first. And he's put down on two pitches to start the bottom of the third inning. Brian Hoey, that's obviously his MO, induced plenty of ground balls. And one away here as the top Yorder comes back around for their second looks at Brian Hoey. Noah Campbell, switch hitter from the left side. First pitch, looks a foul in the air towards the north side entrance for strike one. Campbell hit a sharp line drive, a one-hopper right at Kobe Fletcher Vance's second baseman in the first inning. And the changeup dips down and away. 1-1. Quickly working the 1-1 as that pitch just got away and sailed to the backstop. 2-1. Well, Hoeing right now is one of the best pitchers, if not the best pitcher in the Southern League for his first three starts against three different teams. Got a 1-0, or 2-1, excuse me, is a fastball up and away, 3-1. Mentioned made the start against Biloxi, and then on the road in Rocket City, then at home against Montgomery, picked up the win as Campbell lines it to center field. Jones tracking back. It's over his head. Cuts it off just before the wall, throws it back in, and Campbell holds up at second base. Looked like Jones had a good jump on it, a chance to get it, but it carried over his head. And Campbell into second base, his second double of the season. So maybe a good answer here for the Shuckers right after Pensacola got one on the double play ball that scored one with the bases loaded. And now the DH this afternoon, Luis Urias, who was hit by a pitch in the first inning, was left at third base, though. Going back to Hoeing, and that first start gave up three unearned runs. Really tough way to take the loss in 5 2/3. And first pitch down and away with the fastball for ball one. Deuced plenty of ground balls in the first two innings, and that's where all of them came. Sharpened up later in the outing. But today, Pensacola, squeaky clean for 2 1/3 innings as Arias, high chopper, third baseman, Hollins waits for it, throws across the diamond, and puts away Arias, 5-3. Campbell couldn't advance on the ground ball on the left side of the infield. So a 2 outs, it's up to the right fielder today, Garrett Mitchell, to drive in the tying run. Now, granted, Hoeing strikeout numbers have dipped. Mentioned 10 in the first outing, 6 in Rocket City, across 7 in the third, and then just 2 in Montgomery. Got his first win, though. Gave up just one run and walked one, and just 3 walks on the season in 18 2/3. His fastball at the shoe tops for ball one. First double-A win against Montgomery. As Garrett said before, that's who the Shuckers visit next. Next six games there at Riverwalk Stadium. And the 1-0 down and away, 2-0. Two out to Garrett. It's a called strike on the inner half after Mitchell leaned out of the way. Maybe one of those two-seam fastballs that he has. And a 2-1. Mitchell fouls back the changeup to the screen behind home plate. Back even 2-2. The Shuckers have earned at least a split in this series, winning three of the first five. Looking to close out this series victory. 2-2. And fastball high. There is the two-seam. And the count runs full at 3-2 with the big bopper, Joey Weimer, on deck. No Campbell at second base. 1-0 Blue Wahoos. 3-2, and Mitchell swing and a miss on a changeup for strike three. That's now four strikeouts for Hoeing, and has Mitchell for the second time this afternoon. No runs on one hit, and Campbell stranded at second base. Shucker is trailing the Blue Wahoos 1-0 after three on the Bloxy Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Top of the fourth inning at MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. Shucker is trailing right now by a score of 1-0. Thomas and Thrillick, Garrett Green. Thanks for joining us here on this Sunday afternoon. 4-5-6 due up in the Pensacola lineup. Griffin Conine will get things rolling against the lefty starter Andy Otero. Now just one hit so far, but an error and two walks last inning led to a run. As Conine flies it down the left field side, foul for strike one. Otero kicks home, and Conine bounces it up the first base side, foul for strike two. Well, Griffin worked the count to full in the first inning, would then go down on strikes looking, but having a good series so far. 7 for 17 with an RBI, hitting 4-12. And the 0-2. Fastball high above the letters, 1-2. Number 26 prospect in the Marlins organization by MLB Pipeline. Spent some time here in Pensacola last year after being promoted from High A Beloit on July 20th last year. And 1-2's fisted back to the screen. Count stays. Forrest up in the MILB leaders in home runs, tied for second with Nick Prado. And a late time call here by Griffin Conine as Justin Wooden, home put umpire, popped out from behind the crouch of Brent Diaz. Like Otero was going to throw him a breaking ball. One ball, two strikes, leadoff man Conine. Otero comes set from the stretch. Waddles a little bit, now kicks. 1-2, broken bat, right side the infield, right to hold the second baseman, and sidearm toss to first. And Conine sat down for the second time today.
Setting up to the plate, designated hitter, Luis Aviles Jr.
Well, now base is empty. Luis Aviles Jr., the DH. Grounded out to short in the second inning. Right after the first pitch, off speed. Fouls it back for strike one. Played for the Shuckers in 2018 and 2019. 148 games on the other side. Now here with Pensacola. The 0-1. And fastball zips up and away. Even the count at 1-1. And then playing for the Rocket City Trash Pandas last season. One of those guys has been around the Southern League last few seasons. 1-1. And Aviles. Foul tips the slider into the mitt for a called strike. And it's 1-2. Breaking ball. Ground ball up the middle. Devaney to his left and with time throws out Aviles Jr. 6-3 for the second time today. Aviles Jr. is put down. So two outs, base is empty. And the top half of the fourth inning. Here is his second baseman, Kobe Fletcher Vance. Was put away on the impressive Gabe Holt ground ball play before. Fouls the off-speed pitch backwards for strike one. The 0-1 and a curveball outside 1-1. Well, it's always tough every time that a player makes a good play against you, and it happens, part of the game. Happened to Joey Weimer in those first three games. He had a lot of hard hit baseballs to the outfield, but either right at guys or outfielders made some good plays out there. So squats down on the 1-1, takes it high 2-1. And with this Shuckers outfield, too, you got some impressive players. Obviously, on the infield, we've seen Freddie Zamora, some impressive plays this year. 2-1, line drive up the middle into center field for a base hit. So Fletcher Vance hit it to a fairly similar spot where Holt made the play this time. Hit it on a line and gets his first knock today. Two out single.
Third baseman, Bubba Hollins.
So the Blue Wahoos' second hit brings up the third baseman, Bubba Hollins. Just three at-bats in this series, 0-3. Made one start. And takes first pitch high and tight for ball one. Yeah, Holland started at third base on Thursday night. Lined out, struck out, and grounded out to third. Against the righty, Victor Castaneda, as Otero gingerly tosses the first base to check on the runner. was a part of the Shuckers 3-0 shutout win over Pensacola. Yeah, Contreras, Nash Walters, Zach Bonaro. Impressive pitching performance, and the 1-0 down and inside. Plays off 2-0. Oh, but that's the only out hit. Pensacola 6-4 in that game. But Gerard Encarnacion had three of those four hits. Patrick Ditter. And the only other. 2-0. And Hollins bounces it right to Devaney. A one-hopper underhand toss to second to get the force. And that'll end things here in the top of the fourth inning. No runs on one hit. No errors. One man left after 3.5. It's the Blue Wahoos 1 and the Shuckers nothing as Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's and at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad Super Pawn.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Joey Weimer takes a fastball, 90 miles an hour, bottom of the zone for a call strike. 4-5-6 to up against Brian Hoeing as Weimer checks swing. It's in there for a call strike either way. It's quickly 0-2 on him. Joey doubled in the first inning. They couldn't get him in, though. And 0-2. Fastball up and away. 1-2. After Urias one out hit by pitch, it was then Weimer's double. And a 1-2. Threw him a curveball that time. Fouled off. Again, Joey having an impressive 2022 season so far. Inning 308 as 1-2 chops up third base side. Foul as it kicks over towards the Blue Wahoos on deck circle, and there is Kevin Randall playing ball boy as he tosses it towards Carlos Luna. Number 17 RBIs puts him in third place in the Southern League. And two yesterday. 1-2. Inside hits him with a slider. And Weimer will toss it towards the dugout. Plenty hit batters yesterday, too, in that ball game. There were five combined. Reitz got hit twice, and Zamora, the other man. First pitch down and inside. At the ankles for ball one to Thomas Dillard, the switch hitting first baseman. Well, I'm sure they had to make plenty of ice down there in the Shuckers clubhouse. And 1-0 Dillard. Fastball waved down and missed for a strike. It's back even 1-1.
You know, coincidentally, I was talking with Matt Deal, who didn't catch the bouncer hit to him in the first inning. About that yesterday, not about all the hit-by-pitches specifically, but just about the ice machine. Someone had been asking for ice, and he said that that's actually not what you want to do. You want to move it and make sure that you keep it loose.
And 1-1 bounces in. 2-1 advantage for Thomas Dillard. I always used to say if you're rubbing it would make the purple and all that go away. 2-1 pitch. Dillard trickles it backwards. Foul towards the on-deck circle. 2-2. Going set above the belt. Called third strike. Two-seam fastball zipped on the outer half, and Dillard knew it. That's now five strikeouts for Brian Hoeing. He's got Mitchell twice and Dillard twice. Ashton McGee, the other man, who's been punched out by Brian Hoeing. So here is the hero from yesterday, Cam Devaney. 3-for-3 night for him. Drove in three runs. As a quick toss over the first, Weimer sneaks back into the far side of the base. And first pitch to Cam. Sharp hit, ground ball up the middle. Stab by Ditter. Flips to second for one. Over to first. Got him. Kobe Fletcher Vance falling down. And they get the 6-4-3. Inning-ending double play. So they work around the leadoff hit by pinch, and after four innings, Pensacola still on top, 1-0 of the Biloxi Shuckers. You listen to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Back here at MGM Park for the top of the fifth inning. 1-0 to the Wahoos. Andy Otero is back out there. Face off against Santiago Chavez. And Garrett Green here to take you through the next few innings.
All right. Thank you very much, Thomas. So it is Chavez, lefty Otero, stares in, kicks and fires. And the first pitch is pulled out into left field. It's a base hit. So Chavez reached on the error his last time up in the third. No debate about that. That's a hit. Just the second hit. Check that third hit given up by Otero today. And a man on with nobody going and Thomas Jones batting. Chavez did reach on that error in the third. He came in and scored on the double play ball by Troy Johnston. Only run of the game so far. 1-0 Wahoos as this pitch is at the top of the zone. Outer half for a called strike. It is 0-1.
I think the Shucker has been fortunate right now to only be down one run because of that situation where they had bases loaded and nobody out after the error, back-to-back walks.
Otero the 0-1. And this is fouled back by Jones. And the count is 0-2. Jones walked his first time up. Well, Biloxi has been able to pitch around it. Remember, that's what kept them in striking distance last night. They had an opportunity to give up a couple of big innings, specifically in the fourth when Carlos Luna left the bases loaded. Also in the third inning, runners on first and second and just one out last night. Set and the 0-2. And this is bounced up the middle. Holt down to the ground. Picks it up, flips to second. Devaney spins and throws. They're not going to get the out there, but, man, the defense is on display today. 4-6 as they get the force out of Chavez at second.
Yeah, really, both teams, you wouldn't think that these two teams are the bottom two teams in, you know, defensively in the Southern League this year. We've seen some nice picks up the middle and double play balls turned. And obviously we saw Holt in center field earlier today. So Reyes in this series, throw it right around from his knees. I mean, all around, good defensive plays this series.
So now a man on first, and the first offering is up high to Ray Patrick Ditter for a ball. It is 1-0. Now you take a look at it, and we've talked about it before. The Shuckers have generated the fewest amount of strikeouts in the league this year. However, what that means is that they're just getting a lot of balls put in play and opportunities for their defenders. 1-0, swing and a miss. And the count is 1-1 to Ray Patrick Ditter. So the Shuckers have more total chances on defense than a lot of teams do. And they just have not been converting them. And you also know that Mike Guerrero has certainly been working with them on that. Next offer, and that is a curveball down low to Ditter. And the count, 2-1. The shortstop. Ditter popped out and foul ground back in the first inning. The first out of the game, and then walked, and the third was canceled out on that double play ball. Otero, black leather glove, chest high, and he will throw over to first. It died back in by Jones. Hey, look at it coming into today. The Shuckers defense had 740 total chances. Next closest was Pensacola at 729. Set and the 2-1. And a fastball is a little outside. 3-1. The only other teams that had over 700 total chances, Rocket City and Birmingham, or in Chattanooga, everybody else was under 700 total chances coming into today. Now, of course, Tennessee and Montgomery have each only played 19 games and not 20 like these two squads have. 3-1, that's hit on the ground. Gloved, the throw to second from McGee is there. On to first. It's another double play for the Shuckers. This time around the horn, 5-4-3. Otero gets his best friend, and he's through five. He's given up one earned run. And as we head on to the bottom of the fifth, it's Pensacola 1 and the Shuckers nothing. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment. Who wants a free T-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed T-shirt every week. Join us on May 10th for an exclusive Schooners Roundup Tee, presented by Maxim Health Urgent Care. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on Abba Fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on May 13th for Fireworks Friday, presented by Margaritaville Resort Biloxi, as the Shuckers take on the Birmingham Barons. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the fifth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 1-0. The right-hander Brian Hoeing rocks and fires, and Ashton McGee swings over a sinking changeup for a strike. It is 0-1. One run, three hits, no errors for the Wahoos. No runs, two hits, one error for the Shuckers. The 0-1. And McGee takes a changeup inside. And the count is one ball and one strike to Ashton McGee. McGee, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Owing has now thrown 57 pitches today. As the next one is a two-seamer belt high that just tails back over the inner half, much to McGee's chagrin. And the count is now 1-2. Owing the 1-2. And a breaking ball is fouled off by McGee. So the count will stay at a ball and two strikes to Ashton. Shuckers' two hits in this game have both been doubles. Weimer had a two-out double in the first, and Campbell had a one-out double in the third. As time is called, and they will call an auto ball on Hoeing, who rocks and fires and brings a curveball in for a called third strike. So how do you like that? An auto ball is called. As soon as Hoeing is given the play ball signal, he drops in a breaker. Actually been the slider that time. A little bit of slurvy movement to it. Sixth K of the day for Hoeing. One gone and Brent Diaz the batter. Kick him the first offer. And that comes in and hits him. And Diaz is hit by a pitch. He will pick up the ball and toss it over to first. And boy, we were talking about it earlier after Joey Weimer was hit by a pitch in the fourth. That is now the eighth batter that Wahoo's pitchers have hit in this six-game series. So if it seems like the Shuckers have been plunked a lot, it is not your imagination. Look, these are two teams that are going to play each other a lot this season. But so far, there's been no signs of any animosity, and especially at this level in development, guys are not out for grudges. They're just trying to make sure that they get their pitches in, and sometimes you miss. So now it's Holt with a man on the first offer, and Holt fouls this off of his foot, and he'll still squib foul for strike one. Also worth noting, Brent Diaz has never been a guy who's been afraid to get hit by pitches. We've told you before about his time when he was at Louisiana Tech, and he was one of the tops in the country in hit by pitch. The send and the offer, and Holt skips this one out to second. Fletcher Vance to second for one. The relay throw to first is in time. 4-6-3, and it is another double play. We've already had four double plays in this ballgame. That sends us on to the top of the sixth inning, and the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 1-0. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on May 14th for Girl Scouts Night and a chance to see the one and only Amazing Tyler perform during the game. Get to the gates early to receive a free Shuckers team poster presented by Mealy Printing. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes up.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Grab every opportunity to get your brand out there. With Magnolia Printing and Signs First of Gulfport, Signs First can brighten your imaging with signs, banners, window graphics, flags, and more. Choose Magnolia Printing for professional brochures, flyers, letterhead, business cards, direct mail, and decals. And we put your brand to work with vinyl lettering for your vehicle, walls, and windows. We're here to help you. Call or stop by and let us show you how. Magnolia Printing and Signs First, 1829 25th Avenue, Gulfport.
Started the sixth inning. Shuckers trailing the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 1-0. The southpaw Andy Otero out for the sixth inning. Troy Johnston, the first baseman, will lead it off. Left-handed hitter. And Otero stares in. And the first offer. And that is cute foul towards the Wahoos dugout for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, Otero got out of the fifth inning thanks to a 5-4-3 double play. Reminder, that double play is brought to you by the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, located just steps away from beaches, casinos, and, of course, MGM Park. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. As a curveball is up high, a flinch by Johnston, but he holds off, and the count is 1-1. You know, Thomas, we don't always play along for the in-stadium games. We obviously are doing things in between half innings, generally making sure we're good to go. Otero, the 1-1 deal. And a curveball is whiffed through a miss for a strike. It is 1-2. However, I did keep up with the cap shuffle today. Obviously brought to you by DoubleTree as well. Now, I got it wrong.
Yeah.
I thought it was 1 today. It was 2 today. But the contestant down on the dugout top got it right, and they won 6 of those chocolate chip cookies from the DoubleTree. As this is outside, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike.
I have to bring some of those DoubleTree cookies up here.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get our chance. There's a DoubleTree that we stay at when we go to Chattanooga, and that's going to be the middle of June. Otero, the 2-2 pitch, and a breaking ball swung through and missed. Got him to chase a curveball downstairs. Third strikeout for Otero and the first out here in the sixth inning.
When I was in Billings last year, obviously they had a DoubleTree hotel, but the only other team in the league we did not go to. So everybody's telling me, oh, DoubleTree, like one of the best hotels in the league. And
yep. Well, and the fun fact about that, and this is, you know, you can take this for what it's worth, is that zips inside, really clips the chest of Encarnacion for a ball, 1-0. So unless something has changed drastically since I worked in the Pioneer League, the DoubleTree that's in Billings is the tallest building in Montana.
I think it's
still true.
Yeah.
The set and the 1-0. And that swung through and missed. Change of outer half. And Encarnacion was caught reaching. It's 1-1. So you worked, what, 7, 8 blocks away?
Yeah.
From the tallest building in Montana there at the DoubleTree, which, as someone who was a guest there several times in Helena, I can say, yeah, it was a good stay. 1-1 is outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. And now you work right across the street from the tallest building in Mississippi with the Beau Rivage. I'll be on the right field wall.
Yeah, I think my next job, I just got to start looking up the tallest buildings in each state and see where the local minor league team is then.
2-1 pitch. And Encarnacion bounces it up the third baseline, but it's fouled. And the count is 2-2. You know, I had a streak going where I was working in Capitals for a while. So I grew up in Dallas, but then I went to school in Austin, and I worked in Austin. Austin is the capital of Texas. Then I moved up to St. Paul and worked there for a summer. Moved back, lived in Austin for the offseason. And then I lived in Helena, which is the capital of Montana. 2-2, and that is high and inside, 3-2.
Well, I've got something similar as well. I've been moving where the bees are. So worked in Billings last summer, did games up in Boston this winter, and now in Biloxi.
There you go.
Triple bees.
There you go. Killer bees right there. The set and the 3-2. And Encarnacion fouls it back. And so the count stays at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Well, but you ask about the DoubleTree there right here in Biloxi. Great spot. And I would be curious what the cookie consumption per capita per player is when they are on the road. Otero, Encarnacion, and a full count, and the 3-2 off the plate for ball 4. Diaz trying to frame it there, but that's going to be the third walk of the day for Otero, and that is going to be the end of the day for him. I think that Mike Guerrero's deal was probably that Otero would be allowed to stay out until he gave up another base runner. He's going to make Mikey walk all the way to the top of the hill, but the Shuckers are going to go to the bullpen. New hurler coming into the ballgame. 5 1/3 really good innings from Andy Otero today. He leaves with the Shuckers trailing 1-0. Say about the new hurler on the other side on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Pitching change for Biloxi, the right-hander JT Henson. He gets the left-handed hitting Griffin Conine and misses in tight with a fastball for ball one. With a man on and one gone here in the sixth.
Henson making his sixth appearance this season already, 1-0 with a 3.38 earned run average in eight innings.
As a breaking ball, Conine barely gets a piece of the bat to it and fouls it into the mitt for a strike.
As one hold on the season as well. Seven strikeouts, just one walk, more importantly.
Righty. Ready's and the 1-1. And a fastball just inside. Ooh. The Biloxi wants that call. That is where Brian Hoeing has been living today. And instead it is ball two to Kona. Henson's 2-1. And another tipper into the mitt of Diaz for a strike. The count is even at 2-2. Conine 0 for 2 today with a ground out and a strikeout. Wahoo's leading it 1-0. The only run scoring on a double play ground out that plated Santiago Chavez. 2-2, and that's hit in the air. Left field. Campbell backing up, looking. It's up and gone for Conine. Well, we have seen Conine poke it the other way against the Shuckers when we've been in Pensacola, but today, with the wind blowing slightly out to left, he gets it into the breeze and sends it over the left field wall. It's his third home run of the season, and now the Wahoos have a 3-0 advantage in the sixth.
That's Griffin Conine for you. He can go all over the ballpark. He's got power every part of the field, and he's got big league pop, and that's why you can just cut down on the strikeout rate, see somebody that really could be in the major league soon.
So now, base is empty, one gone, and Luis Avilas Jr. takes a fastball outside for ball one. Avilas 0 for 2. He's grounded out to short both times up today. Mighty Henson kicks home the 1-0, and a breaking ball is called a strike on the inner edge. Avilas turns his head away. Says something to our home plate umpire, Justin Whitten. And the count, one ball and one strike to Avilas. Henson's 1-1. And another curveball misses inside. Two balls and one strike. Center fielder Weimer playing a step back out in center. Maybe a step towards left field for the right-handed hitting Avilas. 2-1, and that's popped back our way and over our heads. And so the count, two balls and two strikes. Left fielder Campbell is very deep out in left field. We're about five steps in front of the warning track. Dillard well off the line of first. 2-2, and this is fouled straight back to the screen. Avilas was just underneath it. The count will stay at two balls and two strikes to Luis Avilas Jr.
talk about raining here in Biloxi and Nashville, where the Sounds, the AAA affiliate for the Brewers, their start time keeps getting pushed back.
2-2, that's low and outside. Came out of the hand wrong for Henson. It's 3-2. Yeah, rain has plagued that series there in Nashville, or there in St. Paul.
Yep.
They had a game that got suspended, and then they resumed it and finished it. And then ultimately, they only played, what, five innings yesterday?
Yeah.
Set and the 3-2. Swung through and missed. Aviles strikes out on a fastball. So Henson gets his first K, two gone, and Kobe Fletcher Vance, the hitter. I was listening to the Brewers Radio Network earlier today. They said that Bryce Terang, on part of the Farm Report, is on a 10-game hit streak right now for the Nashville Sounds. Not surprising there. Set and the first offer to Fletcher Vance. And a fastball is letter high for a strike. 0-1.
Yeah, they were slated to start at sometime earlier. I'm not quite sure. It's a projected 2:45, and now they're saying the tarp's only just come off the field there, so some work to be done.
Well, one low and outside, 1-1. A great facility at CHS Field.
Your former home.
Yeah. East side of St. Paul, where there used to be an old Gillette factory there. 1-1. And a breaking ball is hit out towards the left field gap. Noah Campbell running after this one, and it is off the wall. It's scooped up by Weimer. Quick throw comes to Devaney to Holt, but not in time as Kobe Fletcher Vance slides in head first to second with his second hit of the day and his first for extra bases. It's a two-out double here in the sixth.
Yeah, just a hanging breaking ball that time, and Fletcher Vance almost leaves the yard three-quarters the way up the wall by the Mississippi power sign. I think Shuckers are lucky that ball stayed in the ballpark. That was poked out pretty well in the left center.
So a man on with two gone, and it's Bubba Hollins. Look back to second, and Henson deals. And a first pitch is shot back up the middle, a base hit. Weimer coming on to scoop it. They're going to wave the runner. Here comes the throw to the plate. It's cut off by Dillard. They wouldn't have gotten Fletcher Vance anyway. He is in to score. And it's an RBI single by Bubba Hollins. A three spot here in the sixth for the Wahoos. They lead it 4-0.
Well, now it's ironic. The Shuckers had a big sixth inning yesterday. They scored six runs, in which it was a really tight game at that point. I believe it was 3-1 going into the sixth. They had a two-run home run from Devaney in the fifth. And now here in the sixth inning, Pensacola putting a few more here to try to pad that lead a little bit more and put it out of reach.
So now it's Santiago Chavez, and the first pitch from Henson is over for a called strike. It is 0-1. So a walk to Encarnacion ended the day for Otero. Griffin Conine then homered as this is hit in the air. Left field, who's going to get it? Devaney is going back, Campbell coming in, and he will reach up in straightaway left field and make the catch for the out. And that brings the sixth to a close. But the Wahoos strike for three. And as we head to the bottom of the sixth, it's now Pensacola 4 and Biloxi nothing. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Play ball.
The best deal in town is back.
Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the sixth inning, the Wahoos leading the Shuckers 4-0. First pitch from Brian Hoeing. The right-hander is outside to Noah Campbell. Switch hitter batting from the left side. It is 1-0. Hoeing, not wasting any time, is 1-0. And a fastball is down low. Two balls and no strikes. Campbell 1-for-2 today. Opposite field double back in the third inning, his last time up. 2-0. And he takes high and outside. Three balls and no strikes. So a little bit of a fastball velocity dip there for Hoeing. He'd been throwing his sinker in the low 90s as the 3-0. And that is hit on the ground. Scooped up by the second baseman Fletcher Vance, and Campbell is retired. So Hoeing is able to get that pitch down, and even with a little bit of a velocity decrease, still gets the bounce out.
Well, not many deep counts either worked against him here today. I think I've seen one full count. That was Garrett Mitchell in the third inning, but that's been about it.
Shuckers do not have a flyout today.
Another thing to note.
There you go.
Keeping his pitch count down too, below 70 pitches right now.
First offer to Luis Urias. And a fastball is on the inner edge for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, we've talked about it before with Hoeing, and that is his M.O. He is a heavy sinker ball pitcher. Right-hander stares over the glove and the 0-1. And Urias takes in tight that time. One ball and one strike. Urias 0-for-1 today. Grounded out to third, back in the third. He was hit by a pitch on his shoulder back in the first. Righty Hoeing, the 1-1 dealing. And this is chopped up the third baseline, but foul after one hop. And so the count, a ball and two strikes to Urias. One run in the third for the Wahoos. It came on a double play ground out, so no RBI. And then a two-run homer by Griffin Conine and an RBI single by Bubba Hollins. Driving in three in the top of the sixth. Hoeing the 1-2. And Urias again bounces it, but this time it stays fair. Picked up at the third base bag by Hollins. Throw to first in time to get Urias, who again is not sprinting down the first baseline. But I'd say he was moving a little faster than he has been the last few games there, Thomas. What say you?
I think the same way. Still trying to work back into feeling 100%. I've seen some plays where a diving play, for example, too, we had the other night defensively. It's like, okay, that quad looks a little bit better. And obviously, you said earlier we had to go first to third on the double.
As the first offer to Garrett Mitchell, slots on the outer half for a strike with a fastball 0-1. Yeah, you can see him starting to throttle it up just a little bit. The 0-1 pitch. And that is almost the same spot, but outside it's 1-1. And, of course, all the reports today are that Rios is going to play in this game and then the Brewers are going to make a decision. Of course, the roster goes from 28 down to 26 after today, I believe. 1-1 as Mitchell swings and misses at a slider. And the count is 1-2. So we're going to have to figure out what to do. Of course, Jake Cousins, the former Shucker, unfortunately going on the IL today. The good news, Victor Caratini coming off of the COVID IL for the Brewers today. Mitchell waits and the 1-2. And that one skips him. The count evens at two balls and two strikes to Garrett Mitchell.
A lot of rosters decisions up and down.
And so we'll find out if Luis Urias is coming to Montgomery with us on Tuesday.
Find out tomorrow at the bus.
2-2. Outside, 3-2. Tuesday at the bus. You can show up for the bus tomorrow if you want.
Start camping
out.
It will not
be here. Side ahead of Riverwalk Stadium is the 3-2. Way outside, ball four. Mitchell gets on base with two bouts, and it brings up Joey Wiener.
I'm losing track of my days out here.
You know,
it's a baseball season for you.
In a baseball season, it just becomes day.
Every day is the same.
Well, that is not true, but pretty much every day there's a game. And so you do lose concept of what day of the week it is. I think a little bit of that has returned with the fact that we have every Monday off now. So you kind of get a feel for it slightly. As the first pitch to Weimer, fastball inside half, called a strike, 0-1. Joey 1-for-1 today with a double back in the first. He was hit by a pitch his last time up in the fourth. The wing has hit two today. The 0-1. And this is fouled right back. And it's 0-2. Woo! That barely caught the wire that holds up the netting. And if it slips over, I think it's coming right to one of us, partner.
I think it was.
0-2. The count now to Joey with Mitchell at first. Homing the 0-2, and Weimer holds off on a pitch down low and outside. Sinking fastball, Hoeing thought he'd gotten a called third strike. He was walking towards the dugout. Instead, it is ball one. So Weimer stays alive. 1-2, runner goes, and this is bounced foul. Joey just trying to protect him. Mike Guerrero fields and takes it to Bubba Hollins to start the double play.
Yeah, Bubba was feeling it down there, too. He said, I'll turn it for you, Skip.
Again, on a day like today, and Hoeing has struck out six, but today's a day your infielders like. Sinker ball pitcher on the mound keeps them involved. So teams have turned a couple of double plays today. The set and the 1-2. And Weimer bounces this one. Third base side, glove by Hollins. Throw across there, a step in front of Weimer. Racing down the line, and that brings the sixth inning to a close. We move on to the seventh. It's the Blue Wahoos 4 and the Shuckers nothing. And the Lexi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and her UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Start of the seventh inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 4-0. Thomas Jones leads it off. And to take you through this seventh inning, here is Thomas Zanzarella.
Thomas and Thomas here. His first pitch to Thomas Jones. Fans on the fastball and on the hands for strike one. From JT Henson. Came in relief for Andy Otero. Griffin Conine, two-run home run last inning. Then the Bubba Hollins RBI single. And the 0-1. Is fisted backwards towards the screen. It's quickly 0-2 on the center fielder, Jones. 0-for-1, fielder's choice. His last time in the fifth, walked and stranded at third in the third inning. Henson set from the third base side of the rubber, 0-2, and Jones check swings it backwards towards the screen. As we enter the top of the seventh inning, 4-0 Pensacola. Four runs, six hits, no errors for the Blue Wahoos. Shuckers, no runs, two hits, and one error today. And the 0-2 called third strike. A high fastball that Diaz brought down, and Jones lingers around the right-hander's batter's box for an extra second or two. That's two strikeouts now for JT.
Well, that was letter high. Maybe right at the middle of the E in Pensacola.
So one out, hard slider down and away for ball one to the top of the order, and the leadoff man, Ray Patrick, did to the shortstop. And the 1-0 waved at and missed for a strike. It's 1-1. Well, a Ditter hailing from Aruba. Same country as Xander Bogaerts. Red Sox infielder. And 1-1 taken for a called strike. It's 1-2. And in fact, that's his favorite player growing up for Ray Patrick Ditter was Ruben infielder Xander Bogaerts. And 1-2 high and tight. It's 2-2. Obviously, Aruba isn't the powerhouse for baseball players compared to countries like the Dominican Republic.
It's no Curacao.
2-2 behind the head of Ditter. I'll make it uncomfortable on a breaking pitch. It's full at 3-2. All about growing the game of baseball. And you got a guy like Xander Bogaerts, a few all-star appearances, a few gold gloves. 3-2, and Ditter pops it foul first base side. Obviously, the Brewers have a minor leaguer from China in their organization. 3-2, fastball right down Broadway, called strike three, and Ditter knew it. Back-to-back strikeouts looking. Could be two gone in the seventh.
Johan Zhao, I believe, is pitcher you're talking about there for the Brewers organization, assigned to Carolina a couple of weeks ago.
We'll see him this year, but maybe next year or the year after. Troy Johnson, left-hitting first baseman. Change up for a strike. And the 0-1. Fastball high, it's 1-1. Really looking forward to see maybe the World Baseball Classic going once again. Always entertaining. Seeing all the different countries and Matt Vasgersian back on the mic again. As 1-1 inside with the fastball, Johnson turned his front side. It's 2-1.
That 2017 World Baseball Classic is still just.
Yeah, the Machado deep ball, the right center, and was it Adam Jones taking
Adam
it away? Tyler Clippard on the mound. And 2-1 fouled off, third base side. 2-2.
Christian Yelich before he was an MVP. Obviously still a very good player on that team. And that was the funny thing. People were like, who are these guys that Team USA has thrown out there? All they did was win the World Baseball Classic. Turned out they were pretty good.
I think the first time they did. 2-2. Popped up left side of the diamond. Ashton McGee, the third baseman, ranging into foul ground. Backs up towards the line. Almost falling back over. Makes the catch in foul ground, though. To put away Johnson. So JT Henson bounces back. 1-2-3, seventh inning. It's stretch time here in Biloxi at MGM Park as Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV.
You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
First pitch, fastball at 89, misses outside of the switch hitting first baseman Thomas Diller to start the bottom of the seventh inning. Shuckers trailing 4-0. And the 1-0 Dillard chops it foul right in front of Matt Diller again, the trainer. I think that was Tyler Herb.
Yeah.
Made the play.
And Matt saying, come on, I had an opportunity there for redemption.
Yeah. I count even 1-1 on Dillard. And a call strike on the inner half. It's 1-2 as Brian Hohen back out for the seventh as well.
Hey, you know what? That's just a guy protecting the trainer who takes care of him on a day-in, day-out basis.
And 1-2, waved down and missed for strike three. As Diller chases after the curveball. Breaks the bat on the process as well. Seven strikeouts for Brian Hohen. That's the frustration maybe mounting over Shuckers. Just two hits today against Towing. He has had their number this season, just like Yuri Perez has. And a fastball in the outer half called strike to Cam Devaney. As Devaney sends a fly ball out to left field, and Encarnacion started back, now rocks forward two steps, makes the catch. Plenty of room out there and left. Two up, two down in the seventh. Well, that is the first fly ball today Brian Hoeing has induced, as Gary Green mentioned before. Base is empty, two gone, and a fastball 91 called strike on the outer half to the lefty third baseman Ashton McGee. Hoeing quick working, and the 0-1. Fastball just off the outer half, 1-1. Owings career high, 7 1/3 innings against Rocket City. His second start of the season, went 7 1/3 innings. And 1-1, McGee slashes it foul, third base side, and it's 1-2. Gaston 0-2, two strikeouts. Still nobody warming in the Pensacola bullpen. And 1-2 curveball, good pitch. As Chavez recognizing back to his right-hander, it's 2-2. I think the way that this inning has gone, Diller down on four pitches, then only two needed, and McGee chases after a curveball. Eight punch-outs now for Brian Hoeing. 1-2-3 inning, we move on to the eighth. 4-0 Pensacola. Here on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Well, Nash Walters entered the ballgame in the top of the eighth inning. His team trailing Pensacola Blue Wahoos 4-0 as Nash faced Gerard Encarnacion, leadoff man. First pitch is a fastball, 94 low for ball one. And to give you, take you the rest of the way home today, it's going to be Garrett Green.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. Yeah, Walters making his seventh appearance of the year, 1-0 with a 3.24 ERA. Right-hander sets the 1-0. And Encarnacion takes a pitch to the low and outside. Two balls and no strikes to Encarnacion. So the peripherals on Walters. Does have a game finish. Two holds this year. In 8 1/3 innings, he's given up 3 runs on 3 hits. As this is fouled over our heads. Only count 2 balls and a strike to Encarnacion. Walters just 3 hits allowed in 8 1/3 innings. 4 walks, 12 strikeouts. Opponents hitting 107 against the right-hander. Set and the 2-1. And that's upstairs with a fastball at 93. And the count 3 balls and a strike now to Encarnacion. Encarnacion walked his last time up in the 6th. Came in and scored on the 2-run homer by Griffin Conine, who waits on deck. 3-1 by Walters. And that's bounced out to short. Devaney waited back now, charges, exchanges, throws cap high for Dillard at a stretch. And Encarnacion is out on a ground ball. One gone, and here is Conine. Well, as we play on here, we take a look around. Let's go to the Major League scoreboard. We never talk Major League Baseball here, Thomas.
Not enough.
We're always talking about the minors because that's where we're at, but it's kind of a Major League day. We'll start with the big league crew. Milwaukee Brewers, Chicago Cubs. First offer on the way to Conine, and he fists this one into shallow right center field. Long run back for Holt. He won't get there as it drops in. It all goes down the same way in the box score, but it's a Texas leaguing single out into center. Second hit of the game for Conine. He's now 9 for 21 in this series. And a man on with one gone in Luis Aviles Jr., the batter.
That's his 4th multi-hit game, I believe, in this series as well.
Conine may be figuring a few things out. He's on first, and here's the former Shucker Aviles Jr. Walters sets, and the first pitch. And a weave and a miss. What looked like a changeup that time. And the count is 0-1.
Sorry. It's just his third.
Just his third.
I added another. I gave Griffin the benefit of the doubt.
6-game series, 3 multi-hit games. Not a bad stat line. 0-1. Outside with a fastball. And the count is 1-1. Looking at the big league crew today, you know, we mentioned last night Eric Lauer, one of 3 pitchers in baseball to have multiple 10-plus strikeout games this year, the others being Corbin Burns and Max Scherzer, as this is hit in the air pretty well. Right field backing up Mitchell, now coming on a few steps as the wind knocks it down, and he hauls it in for the out. So Aviles flies out to the warning track the opposite way. 2 gone, Kobe Fletcher Vance, the batter. But as I was saying, it was Max Scherzer and Corbin Burns, the only guys with at least 2 10-plus strikeout games. We'll go ahead and make it 3 for Corbin Burns today. 7 innings, 1 walk, 10 Ks, but 2 runs allowed on 4 hits. First offer on the way to Kobe Fletcher Vance. 94-mile-an-hour fastball in there for a strike, 0-1. The bad news is that Marcus Stroman is on the other side today for Chicago. 7 innings, 2 hits, no runs, a walk, and 5 Ks. Set and the 0-1. Down in the dirt, a good job by Diaz to block it. On the count, a ball and a strike to Fletcher Vance, who's 2 for 3 today with a single, a double, and a run scored.
Do you know what we call the Corbin Burns line today? It's the Jared Schuster line for the Embraves.
7 innings, 10 strikeouts, no run support.
It's been pretty much Jared Schuster, the Embraves left-handed pitcher, his last 2 times out.
There's one guy every year in this league that happens to. Generally, it's for another team, the 1-1. And that's barely tipped foul. It's 1-2 now. Wahoo's leading 4-0 here in the top of the 8th. I think I said it the other day. That was Pablo Lopez in 2018. He just could not get run support to save his life. He'll now go 6 1-run innings and take the loss. Sent by Walters and the right-hander. The 1-2 pitch is low. Slider missed. Right now for Biloxi, that guy is Carlos Luna. Luna is getting less than a run of support a game right now. Across his four starts, he's gotten three runs.
Jacob DeGrom of this year.
Count is 2-2 to Fletcher Vance. And Walters, the pitch. That's hit in the air, out into left center field. Weimer at an easy stride, covers the gap. Before the warning track, he reaches up and hauls it in. Walters gives up a single but nothing else in the eighth inning. So we head on to the bottom of the eighth. Shuckers need a rally. And it looks like they're going to finally face someone other than Brian Hoeing. We'll tell you about the new hurdler on the other side. Shuckers trailing it 4-0 as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. And as we go that way, 10 seconds. Well, no, we'll get that on the other side on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed t-shirt every week. Join us on May 10th for an exclusive Schooners Roundup Tee presented by Maxim Health Urgent Care. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com. Bottom of the eighth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 4-0, and the new left-hander, Andrew Nardi, deals home the first pitch upstairs for a ball. It is 1-0 to Brent Diaz.
Yeah, Nardi, 1-1 record, 1.42, making his ninth appearance.
As the pitch is a little inside, two balls and no strikes.
Tying with Colton Hawk now, his teammate for the Southern League lead. 12 2/3 innings on the mound. Struck out 20, walked just 3.
Set and the 2-0. And Diaz hits this back of home foul. And the count is 2-1. So the day is over for Brian Hoeing. 7 strong innings for the right-hander. 2 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts. Diaz waits the 2-1. And that's outside. 3 balls and 1 strike to Diaz. So Hoeing, his ERA now down to .35 for the season.
Video game numbers.
He has been impressive so far in the early goings. Set and the 3-1. And that is at the bottom of the zone on the inner half. 94-mile-an-hour fastball for a strike. And it's 3-2. Diaz this season against left-handers, 1-for-10. That one, though, was a double. He's also drawn a couple of walks. 3-2. Inside corner, called third strike. 93-mile-an-hour fastball right at the knees. First strikeout for Nardi. One gone and Gabe Holt the batter. All right, you brought this one to my attention, and it does tie in. Well, we're playing a Marlins affiliate. I know there are people who care about the Miami Marlins who are tuned in today. Marlins taking on Seattle today. Team is now in the bottom of the seventh inning there in Miami. First offer to Holt, and he whacks this one out into right field, and that'll drop on one hop in front of Konine. So Gabe Holt has his first hit of the day. So the third knock for Biloxi, and it's the first hit since Campbell's one-out double in the third. And a man on as the lineup turns back over to Noah Kane. But no, right now, Seattle leading the Mariners 5-2. And the big story out of this one, Julio Rodriguez hitting his first major league home run. Pitch on the way to Campbell. He flinches and holds up high and outside for a ball, 1-0.
And not all home runs are made the same. A 450-foot bomb by Julio.
It's also a three-run homer. That's the difference right now as the throw over to first and Holtz is back in standing up. As Miami has scored one in the bottom of the sixth, Brian Anderson with a solo home run. And then Jorge Soler with an RBI single. 5-2 that game right now. As Campbell checks his swing on another high fastball and no offer. So two balls and no strikes to Noah Campbell, who's 1-for-3 today with a couple of ground outs and a double. And with that, Chavez is going to go out and have a quick word with Nardi. Atlanta Braves rounding out a series in Texas as they take on the Rangers in interleague play. Cool moment last night. Couple of former Southern Leaguers on the mound. Bryce Elder got the start last night. Of course, Elder, a native of Decatur, right there in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Set and the 2-0. And that's a low one inside with a slider. Three balls and no strikes. Rangers did end up getting the win last night. Dane Dunning was on the mound for Texas. Right now, it's a 7-2 Rangers lead. Now that game is in the fourth inning there at Globe Life Field in Arlington. Set and the 3-0. And that's over for a strike. Belt high, and Campbell was taken the entire way, 3-1. Next offer to Campbell, called strike. He was ready to move down to first. And the count has run full. Adolis Garcia with a big triple for the Rangers. He's starting to round into form now. Atlanta trailing 7-2 today. Set and the 3-2. And Campbell checks his swing and he takes a slider inside for ball four. And the Shuckers have something working here in the bottom of the eighth inning, trailing 4-0. And with that, Scott Siebel is going to come out and have a quick word. And while he does, we'll go ahead and take those 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Well, welcome back to MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. Bottom of the eighth inning. Blue Wahoos leading the Shuckers 4-0. Garrett Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella alongside. Inning started with a strikeout of Brent Diaz on a full count pitch, but then Gabe Holt with a single and Campbell working a full count before he draws the walk. And now a big spot here for the Major League rehabber Luis Urias, who is 0-for-2 today with a couple of ground outs and a hit by pitch. So he comes up with runners on first and second and just one gone in the inning. Left-hander Nardi gets ready. And after a look to second, here's the pitch. And that is high for a ball with a fastball, 1-0. By the way, for the Braves today, just the final note on that game, Kyle Muller, the former Mississippi Brave, also a Dallas native, not going well in his return to Texas today. Gave up all 7 runs and 2 2/3. 1-0 is looped back to the screen foul. And the count is 1-1. Big number for Muller, 6 walks and just 3 strikeouts, 7 runs on 4 hits. Also had a wild pitch mixed in. He threw just 74 pitches today. Muller from Dallas Jesuit there in the greater Dallas area. Sent by the left-hander Nardi. And the 1-1. And Urias hits this on the ground. Deep backhanded stab by Dinner to second for one. The throw to first is into the stands. That's going to score Holtz. So Urias reaches on the fielder's choice. Holt comes in to score. And the Shuckers have their first run. They trail it 4-1.
Well, it's only ironic enough that, again, Blue Wahoo scored their first run on a double play ball, fielder's choice, and a throw that goes into the stands scores the Shuckers' first run today. But that was a well-struck baseball, and commend Ray Patrick Ditter backhanded. Really weird off-balance throw for him to second base and almost a chance to turn it.
So Urias will move down to second, and now it's Garrett Mitchell. And the first pitch to him, a slider breaking away from the left-handed hitter for a strike. It is 0-1. Mitchell this season hitting .211 against left-handed hitter, or against left-handed pitchers. He's 4-for-19 against them this year. Going back to second and the 0-1. And Mitchell skies this, but that'll get foul left side. And the count is quickly 0-2 to the right fielder for the Shuckers. Two gone in the inning. Shuckers trailing at 4-1 now. Tying run is on deck for Biloxi and Joey Weimer. Left-hander Nardi. The 0-2. And Mitchell watches the slider off the plate for ball one. Great take by Garrett. Nardi, the lefty, hand dangling down as he stares in for the sign. Has it, and the 1-2. And Mitchell bounces this on the ground. Fletcher Vance at second, fields, throws accurately, and beats Mitchell by a couple of steps. And the rally comes to a conclusion for the Shuckers here in the eighth. But Biloxi does get a run on a hit, an error, and they strand a man. We go on to the top of the ninth inning. Shuckers trailing the Wahoos 4-1. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids. Healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes,
brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Start of the ninth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers now trailing the Pensacola Blue Wahoos by 3. 4-1 the score. New hurler on for Biloxi. It'll be the right-hander Zach Venero here in the ninth inning. Venero readies to deal, and the first pitch to Bubba Hollins. And he holds on to a fastball too long and misses outside for ball one.
Yeah, Venero on a 7 2/3 inning scoreless streak, also making his ninth appearance of the season to tie the Southern League league leader.
1-0 is outside, two balls and no strikes.
0-0 record, 1.08 ERA with two saves on the season in the 8 1/3 innings, five strikeouts, three walks, and just one run.
Set by the right-hander, the 2-0. And he misses low and outside with a fastball at 95. So 3-0 to Bubba Hollins, who had an RBI single back in the sixth. That was part of a three-run inning for the Wahoos. It's the difference in the game right now. Set and the 3-0. And that is on the inner half at 95 for his strike. It's 3-1. Thomas has put Bubba Hollins on the all-name team for this season. And that right out of the gate in this series. The set and the 3-1. And that is muscled second base. Holt is called off by Devaney, and he makes the catch a few steps behind the bag for the out. So after falling behind 3-0, Hollins, sky is out. One gone in Santiago Chavez, the batter.
That's just Jagger Rusconi from Birmingham and now Bubba Hollins. So,
what was your reasoning for that?
I mean, anybody named Bubba, and it's a great name.
Sat on the first offer to Santiago Chavez, and a slider is low for a ball. It is 1-0. I'm not going to dispute that. There's the set and the 1-0. And that's Anthony. He's at 96 with a sinking fastball for a strike. And the count is 1-1. Chavez reached on an error in the third. Came in and scored the first run of the game on a ground-out double play ball by Johnston. Set on the 1-1. And a swing and a miss threw him a hard slider away. And the count 1-2 now to the catcher Chavez. The set and the 1-2 pitch. And a swipe and a miss at a slider away. And Bonero gets his first K of the day. Two gone in the inning. Thomas Jones coming to hit.
Well, nasty slider. Kind of one of those that's going to tail away from a right-handed batter. And Chavez just can't make contact with. Needs a few more inches on that barrel.
So now it's Thomas Jones who's 0-2 today. The strikeout and a fielder's choice. The pitch. And a fastball is right in there at 96 for a called strike. It is 0-1. .41 in favor of the Wahoos here in the top of the ninth inning. The kick and the offer. And that's way outside. Overcooked a slider. And they count one ball and one strike to the center fielder, Jones. Looking ahead to the Shuckers' ninth. Good part of the order coming up. Weimer, Dillard, Devaney, and then McGee and Diaz scheduled to follow. Shuckers will need at least three. The set and the next offer, and that's fouled back straight over our heads. And out of play. And so the count now, a ball and two strikes to Thomas Jones. And time is called. As a ball comes loose out of the bullpen. Right-hander getting warm for the Wahoos to come in the bottom of the ninth. The send by the right-hander Venero. And is 1-2 dealing. Fastball called, third strike, 97. And Zach Venero, another scoreless inning as he strikes out two. We head to the bottom of the ninth. Last call for the Shuckers. As they trail it 4-1 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Join in on Abba Fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on May 13th for Fireworks Friday, presented by Margaritaville Resort Biloxi, as the Shuckers take on the Birmingham Barons. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com. There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on May 14th for Girl Scouts Night and a chance to see the one and only amazing Tyler perform during the game. Get to the gates early to receive a free Shuckers team poster presented by Mealy Printing. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bye. Bottom of the ninth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 4-1. New hurler on the mound for Pensacola. They'll turn it to the right-hander, Eli Villalobos, to try and finish it off here in the ninth.
Villalobos' eighth appearance, 1-1 with a 2.31 ERA. We've seen him a few times this series.
First pitch fastball at 94 is called a strike on the inside corner.
11 2/3 innings, 8 walks, 14 strikeouts. Hitters hitting 0-98 against him this season.
Lucena and the 0-1. And Weimer gets a piece of this but fouls it into the gear of the catcher Chavez. And the count is 0-2. Weimer 1-for-2 today, doubled in the first, was hit by a pitch in the fourth and grounded out to third back in the sixth. Right-hander waits, and Villalobos, the 0-2 dealing, and that is inside with a fastball at 96, and the count of ball and two strikes. Weimer waiting patiently, the 1-2, and he holds off on a good-looking fastball, low and outside. It's a chase pitch if you've ever seen it. Weimer waits, and Villalobos, here's the 2-2 pitch. And that's fouled off. Chavez can't glove it cleanly. So the count will stay at 2-2 to Weimer. Pensacola taking a 1-0 lead in the third on an error and then a double play ball that scored a run. They tag on three more in the sixth. The set and the 2-2. And Weimer swings late and misses on an inside slider. Breaking ball that out of the hand. It looked like it was going to be a ball the entire way. And then Joey was just in protect mode too late.
That's just a nasty pitch from Villalobos. Right, it starts right at you and then slithers into the inside corner and makes you react.
So now it's Thomas Dillard, and the first pitch, and Dillard swings through a high fastball at 95 miles an hour for a strike. It is 0-1. Shuckers' only run came in the bottom of the eighth inning. The set and the 0-1. And that is off the plate for a ball, 1-1. Thomas 0-3 today with three strikeouts. Shuckers getting that run, though, was single by Holt, a walk to Campbell. Urias reached on a fielder's choice, and a throwing error let Holt score. 1-1, and that's hit a mile in the air. All right, fighting the sun. Who's got it? Calling for it, Fletcher Vance. He's called off at the last second by Ditter, who, fighting the high sun, is able to make the catch for the out.
Really was an adventure about who's going to catch it. About four, five gray jerseys meeting over there behind the pitcher's mound. And then you're right, last second, Ray Patrick Ditter calls off. Kobe Fletcher Vance put away Thomas, and looks like that's going to do it for his on-base streak as well. It's going to end at 10 games.
So two gone, and it all comes down to Cam Devaney. And the first pitch, Devaney to a knee as he swings through a curveball for a strike. It is 0-1. Wahoos, if they're able to secure this victory, will split with the Shuckers. The 0-1. And Devaney again down to a knee, this time on a fastball inside. And Biloxi is down to their final strike. Right-hander Eli Villalobos. But the base is empty and two gone. The 0-2. And a fastball is a called third strike. Devaney is rung up, and that ends the ball game. The Wahoos win on Sunday, and as a result, they split their series with the Biloxi Shuckers. Final score in this one today, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 4 and the Biloxi Shuckers 1. When we come back, we'll take you back through this one and get you all set for our trip to Montgomery next week. That win, Biloxi Shuckers baseball, continues in a moment.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, Follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie. Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Well, welcome back to MGM Park. Biloxi Shuckers fall today to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos by a final score of 4-1. Garrett Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella alongside. And Thomas, today the Shuckers ran into another really good pitcher, and unfortunately they weren't able to put together an offensive mount against Brian Homing, who, yet again, look, we've talked about how good that sinker ball is for him. He came in with the best ERA in the league, and he had really good downward movement on that sinking fastball today and kept the Shuckers off balance and got some big double plays when he needed them.
Yeah, really did, and that's what we were kind of expecting. We saw him, like we said before, and leading up to this game, we saw him on that Sunday in Pensacola, and we kind of like what we saw out of him, and we saw that foreseen maybe there could be some challenges here today. And I think once Hoeing got into his groove, he allowed, like you mentioned, the double during the broadcast. The last hit the Shuckers had was a double by Campbell in the third inning, and then they wouldn't get one until the eighth inning again. A few hit by pitches, a few walks in here, but they were erased by two inning ending double play balls from Hoeing, and so that's what helped him through today. And that's why against some of these Blue Wahoos pitching, you had to score early. And this one, and you know, leaving two men on base in the first inning, maybe get a run across there, and this game could have gone differently. But again, Hoeing was really had his stuff working again today, and why he is the Southern League leader in ERA, it's 0.35 now.
So seven scoreless innings for Hoeing today. Meanwhile, Wahoos scored their first run in the third, an error by Andy Otero, the starter, really the only mistake that he made all day. He then walks the next two batters. Troy Johnston hits into a double play that scores a run, but Otero is able to get out of it. That's where we would stay until the sixth inning. Otero walked Yarrar Encarnacion. He was replaced, and then Griffin Conine hits a two-run homer, a double and a single, bring in another run. That three spot in the sixth ends up being the difference. Biloxi did score in the bottom of the eighth inning after Gabe Holt singled. Noah Campbell drew a walk. Luis Urias hit into a fielder's choice, but on the attempted double play throw, Kobe Fletcher-Vance sailed it into the stands, and as a result, Holt came in to score, but unfortunately, that was all for the rally. And then in the ninth, the Shuckers retired in order by the right-hander Eli Villalobos. Last note for me, I just want to point out, and you said it earlier on the broadcast, Thomas, Zach Venero comes in with one of the longest scoreless inning streaks for the Shuckers, and he looked very good today in the ninth inning to give Biloxi a chance right there, and just a dominating 1-2-3 inning with a couple of strikeouts. The Shuckers staff today, just three earned runs allowed over nine innings of work, so that is the thing, is that the Shuckers have been in a lot of these contests, and a really good job by Venero in the back end of the bullpen today.
Yeah, it really was. Nice job by him, and now 8 2/3, tying himself with Harold Chirino for the longest scoreless streak by reliever both of the season. And both are active right now, too. It's even more impressive. Obviously, we didn't see Chirino pitch today, but Venero, two punch outs he had in his ninth inning as well. And think someone to watch out for as continuing on in this season. The Shuckers, once you start getting out of the first few series, really solidifying where guys are going to be situated, and I think they've got some really good arms in the back end of the bullpen. Obviously, Amador Ribe on the IL right now. So you lose another one of those flamethrowers, but Lucas Zurcig and Venaro, two really good combinations in the back end.
That indeed, but the Shuckers ultimately fall today by a final score of 4-1. When we come back, we'll take a look around scores from the rest of the Southern League. We'll get you all set for the Shuckers road trip. That when Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments, and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's and at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Welcome back to MGM Park. The Biloxi Shuckers fall today. The Pensacola Blue Wahoos by a final score of 4-1. There's certainly other scores from around the Southern League. And to take you through them, let's toss it over to Thomas Zinzarella.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. Chattanooga and the Smokies finishing up their series up at Chattanooga. And which they actually just went final about 1 second ago. 6-1 Lookouts defeating the Smokies today. 8 hits for Chattanooga. The Smokies 4. Well, the big story today, Matt McClain, the former first-round pick by the Cincinnati Reds, teammates with Garrett Mitchell at UCLA. McClain 2-for-4, drives in 4, hits 2 home runs in this one. Got the last one in the 8th inning, a 2-run bomb to really finish off the scoring. Again, they win 6-1. Barons in Rocket City, bottom of the 4th inning there, with the Barons out to a 5-1 lead. Barons scoring 2 in the 1st, 2 in the 2nd, 1 in the 3rd. Rocket City again, their 1 in the bottom half of that 1st inning. We'll take it through some of the scoring. Lenin Sosa, his 3rd home run, which I believe he homered on the Sunday as well against the Shuckers. So yep. His 3rd home run of the season. Destino RBI single, those were the 2 runs in the top half of the inning. Craig Dietolo solo home run, and Evan Skaug RBI single in the 2nd, and then a Rowdy Reed home run as well. Again, 5-1. Already a high-scoring affair. 8 hits for the Barons already in the 4th inning. Rocket City with 3 so far. And then your final game just underway. They just play the top of the 1st inning, and Mississippi already up to a 1-0 lead. Michael Harris solo home run to center field, and with that hit, his on-base streak continues on. 21 games.
Wow.
He's reached in every game this season. Had his hit streak at 10 from the start of the season, so he's doubled that now for the on-base. And, well, number 2 behind on-base streak in the Southern League this year, Greg Jones for the Montgomery Biscuits, who they are playing. It's active. It is at 16, or it ended actually, excuse me, 2 days ago. Has the A next to it. They got me confused. So 16 games for Greg Jones. I think he didn't play yesterday, and that's why. So he's active as well, and obviously we'll see the Biscuits next.
Well, that is very true, and you can see why Michael Harris regarded as the number one prospect in the Tampa Bay, or excuse me, in the
Atlanta Braves. Yeah, I got you. Atlanta
Braves, Tampa Bay. I'm already thinking about the next series that we have against Montgomery. All right, let's go ahead and take a look at the scores from around the Brewers affiliated system, and we'll start with the Carolina Mudcats taking on the Dudes, the Down East Wood Ducks. They are already done with their game. 6-4 winners in 10 innings today for Carolina. The story of this one was Eduardo Garcia, the number 11 prospect. Check that, number 12 prospect in the Brewers organization. It's another shortstop that they have. But today he goes 3-for-5 with a double and 5 RBIs. He also has a home run, and he had the most important runs driven in of the day. Had a 2 RBI double in the 10th inning that gave Carolina a 6-4 victory in the contest today. So a big win there for the Mudcats to close out their now game above 500 at 11-10. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers currently taking on the Peoria Chiefs. Right now, Peoria leads that game 6-4. It is in the top of the 8th inning. An attempted rally, though, for Wisconsin as Joe Gray Jr. has just hit his 5th double of the year to be in scoring position with one out. Sal Frelick, a multi-hit day. He's 2-for-4 with his 5th double of the day, or his 5th double of the season today. Xavier Warren with a 2 RBI double. Joe Gray Jr. and Warren combining to score on a throwing error. Carlos Rodriguez with a sack fly. And then Tristan Peters with an RBI triple. So those are your highlights for Wisconsin today. The left-hander Russell Smith on the mound, 4 innings, 3 runs on 3 hits, 5 walks, and 2 strikeouts for Smith in the game today. And last but not least, the Nashville Sounds did not play today. Their game against the Saints was canceled due to wet grounds. So no opportunity for the Nashville Sounds. And checking in on the Major League scoreboard, the Milwaukee Brewers, we talked about it a little bit during the broadcast, the fact that they were taking on the Chicago Cubs today. Corbin Burnes, 7 innings with 10 strikeouts. But right now, Milwaukee is looking for a rally in the bottom of the 9th inning, still trailing 2-0. Colton Wong is leading things off. So we'll maybe flip that one on when we get off the air here in just a second. All right, final numbers from this one today. For the Biloxi Shuckers, 1 run on 3 hits. They committed 1 error and left 5 men on base. For Pensacola, 4 runs on 7 hits. They committed 1 error. They leave 5 men on base. The winning pitcher today, Brian Hoeing, improves to 2-1. The losing pitcher, despite pitching very well today, is Andy Otero. He drops to 1-1. And Eli Villalobos picks up his first save. Today's game took 2 hours and 18 minutes in front of a crowd of 2,009 here on what started as a 74-degree day and ended as an 83-degree day here in Biloxi. With the win, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos are now 9-12 on the year. With the loss, the Shuckers dropped to 12-9. Next up, the Shuckers will have an off day tomorrow, and they'll go on the road to start a 6-game series against the Montgomery Biscuits on Tuesday night. The right-hander Tyler Herb is scheduled to pitch for Biloxi. No announced starter yet for Montgomery. We'll have that for you from Montgomery on Tuesday night. It is a 6:05 p.m. first pitch because then we have an 11:05 game on Tuesday. So 6:05 for the first pitch. We're on the air for you at 5:45 from Riverwalk Stadium coming up on Tuesday. Well, a big thanks to our entire crew for all of their hard work today. Also, a special shout-out to everybody in the front office and the grounds crew who did a great job getting the field ready. Again, we had an honest-to-goodness thunderstorm that rolled through at about 11 o'clock today, and we only threw first pitch a couple of minutes late. That is a massive testament to the front office and all of their hard work along with the grounds crew. So big thanks to them. Thanks to Thomas Zinzarella as well, play-by-play, color commentator, broadcast coordinator, social media today. Thomas, thank you so much for all of your hard work.
Well, thank you, Garrett.
But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you. Made us a part of your Sunday afternoon. Whether you listen for an out, an inning, or you're with us for the entire game, we're thrilled that you made Biloxi Shuckers baseball a part of your Sunday. So for our entire crew, for Thomas Zanzarella, I'm Garrett Green, saying so long from here at MGM Park. Your final score, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 4, the Biloxi Shuckers 1. Back at it again Tuesday at 6.05 p.m. We will talk to you from Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. Until then, good afternoon from the banks of the Mississippi Sound.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
We're your cruising place on the radio. Cruising WGCM.